Joan Armatrading has added another pearl to her long string of recordings. Name a genre, and chances are, in her nearly 40 years in the music business, she's tried it. Her last CD in 2007, Into the Blues, was nominated for a Grammy.
My baby likes this music good and loud, with words coming straight from the heart.
Joan Armatrading's new recording heads in a more soulful alt-rock direction. It's called This Charming Life. Armatrading wrote, arranged, produced, and sang all the songs on her new CD. She also played every instrument but drums and percussion. Her home base is England, but Joan Armatrading is on tour this month in the U.S. in support of This Charming Life and is making a stop here in NPR Studio 4A. It's very nice to finally meet you, Joan Armatrading.
Thank you very much.
You brought your guitar with you. We're very grateful, and you're going to play and sing. But I have to ask this first question.
All right.
Whose charming life is it anyway? Yours?
Yes, I wrote a song called I'm Lucky, I wrote a song called Bless, and I've written This Charming Life, and they're all saying thank you very much for the life that I've been given.
There is a song on This Charming Life, you're going to play it for us, I think is proof that you have affection for America and American audiences. Heading Back to New York City, this one really rocks on the CD, but you're going to play it for us with your single guitar, one-man band.
Yeah.
I'm going back to New York City to do the things I never did. I'm heading back to New York City to see the things I never saw. I know I'm gonna find you, baby. I'm gonna search this town both high and low. I'm gonna go every place that New Yorkers go. See Staten Island, gonna take the boat. I'm gonna search till it reaches zero. Going back to New York City, you might be by those Asian trees. I'm heading back to New York City, you might be by those Asian trees. And if the devil has a playground, you wanna bet New York is the devil's swing. Shake, let's make a deal. Bright light city spread around the globe. Skyline burning like New York. I'm going back to the place I love. My heart. I'm going back to the place I lost my heart. I'm going back to New York City to do the things I never did. I'm gonna search this town both high and low. Search every place till I reach zero. I'm gonna see Staten Island, I'm gonna take the boat. Search every place till I reach zero. Going back to New York City. Going back to find you. Going back to New York City. Heading back to find you. Going back.
Heading Back to New York City, performed by Joan Armatrading here in NPR Studio 4A. It's from her new CD, This Charming Life. I read an interview with you that you are excited, you're happy about the music delivery systems, the iPod downloads, online videos. I mean, because they've freed you up from, let's say, radio programmers who aren't quite sure, you know, what box to put you in?
I don't know if I know that it freed me up, because I'm not the person who markets myself and has to get myself into record stores and onto radio and stuff like that. So I was talking really more about just people in general having good access, that before, if you wanted a certain piece of music, you'd have to physically go down to the record store, ask for it, maybe not find it, order it, go back. You know, it's all that, all of that's gone. You just go to iTunes, Amazon, wherever you go. You do a search, of it pops, and you download it, and hopefully make your payment and download it.
yes, we mustn't forget that part of it. But I would imagine with digital delivery, there are people going through your own discography and downloading, you know, tunes that they've loved of yours over the years.
Absolutely, yes. And because it's so accessible now, people must discover music that they hadn't thought of. To even explore before, because if they went into a record shop and they were looking for a rock thing, they'd just head straight to the rock thing and all the other racks would just be kind of invisible to them. Whereas now I think because when they go to iTunes, the page springs up and it's no kind of big deal for them to click on something on the way to what they were looking for. And I think they probably discover things.
You're going to do a tune from us that actually comes from your... We'll call them the Armour Trading Archives, a tune called Love and Affection.
Love and Affection, yeah. Love and Affection is the song that got me known all over the world. So I've sung this song every single tour since it was written. I still like doing it.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion. Be stolen. The bed for romancing with a friend, I can smile, but with a lover, I can hold my head back. I could really laugh, really laugh. Thank you. You took me dancing. Cross the floor, cheek to cheek, but with a lover I could really move, really move. I could really dance, really dance, really dance, really dance. I could really move, really move, really move, really move. Now if I can feel the sun in my eyes and the rain on my face, why can't I? I may need more, but I should just stick to those that talk after. With friends I still feel so insecure. Little darling, I believe you could help me a lot. Just take my hand and lead me where you will. No conversation, no wave goodnight. With affection, sing me another love song, this time with a little dedication. Sing it, sing it. That's what I like. Once more with a feeling. Give me love, give me love, give me love. Love, love. Make love with affection. Sing me another love song. Small with
Love and Affection, performed by Joan Armatrading, here in Studio 4A. You know, you and I actually share one thing in common. They call me a host on this side of the pond. You're a presenter on the other side of the pond for BBC Music Program. Tell us about your show.
I do. I came up with this idea for a series, and I was thinking, well, I'm going to write to the BBC and say, you know, what do you think about doing this? And then out of the blue, I got a letter saying, would you like to present a series? So I thought, okay, well, that's working. And so the first thing that I did was kind of based on the thing that I was going to approach them with, which was to do with music and how people in the different jobs relate music to what they do. So I spoke to like an architecture and painters and poets and those kinds of things. That was a really good program.
Yeah. Hey, it sounds like a great job. Something similar to the one I've got. can we coax another song from you? But I have to say, before you play it, thank you so much for coming in and doing this with us today.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Joan Armatrading's new CD is called This Charming Life, and if you're lucky, she may just be coming to a music hall near you. Our feature was produced by Peter Breslow and Ned Wharton. Our recording engineer is Neil Tivolt.
I cried two tears, and it's for the last time. I cry these tears for you. Myself, I won't ever cry this way again. Just like the sun follows every rainstorm, and night gives way to dawn. You treat me bad, try to drag me right down, but from here I can still see the stars. My love just changed. Once I open that door, I'm never gonna take you back. It's a miracle. Time just stood still so I could watch the frame. And what a shock, what a revelation.
That's Joan Armatrading playing Two Tears in NPR Studio 4A. You can hear more from our NPR recording at our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.